On Tuesday, New Hampshire Republicans won control of both the State House of Representatives and State Senate, and also won the governor's office with Chris Sununu's victory. The GOP also maintained its majority on the state's executive council. It was the first time since 2002 that Republicans secured majorities in both the legislature and executive branch. Votes are still being tallied, though, and at least two House races face recounts. But latest breakdown of seats in the 400-member House is 224 for Republicans. That's down slightly from last session. House Speaker Sean Jasper is seeking to retain that position, though he's facing challenges within his own caucus. On the Senate side, the Republicans kept their 14-seat majority with a key win against incumbent Senator Andrew Hosmer, who lost by 13 votes. A recount is likely in that race. Democrats did, however, pick up one seat held by a retiring Republican. Senator Chuck Morse is likely to remain president of the 24-member Senate. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.